Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Thursday, I have two urchins graduating in the age of COVID. My daughter did very well at Fordham University in the Bronx, New York. She is going to law school. Very proud parent. And her experience on the college campus at Fordham was mixed. So it is a liberal school, as most large universities are, but not crazy left. The president of the Jesuit school basically told the students that every opinion was to be tolerated if it is a responsible opinion. So when a coffee shop at Fordham tried to ban people who voted for Donald Trump, the authorities at Fordham threatened to close the coffee shop down. And that went away. Now, my son is graduating from high school, and his prom is tonight. And he has told me I am banned from taking pictures of him and his date at the prom. I cannot go to the prom. Why? Because I, quote, embarrass him. I asked, of course, to give me some examples of that, and the only thing I got was, Dad, you are bombastic. True. But that means you can go to college. That bombastic nature pays the bills. Proud of both my kids. Now this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.